Hello, Fake Nukes Phil. Coming to you from deep inside the Soviet States of America once again. So it's been a kind of a slow week. Not much going on. So maybe I'll touch upon this Jim Jones Guyana story that happened back in 1978. I kind of been staying away from it, but perhaps I should set the record straight on it, whatever I feel about it. But one thing that happened this week that I was gonna maybe do a little show about was this guy here. He was shot. This officer was assassinated in his police car. His name is Clippin Bo Broomer. Clippin Broomer. That's his last name. A name like Clippin Broomer is a made-up Hollywood name. Okay, it's not real. They're messing with you. Whenever they come up with a name like Clippin Broomer, the news media is messing with you. Okay, so right off the bat, I thought there was something strange going on with this because, gee, that's a really strange last name, Clippin Broomer. But it as it turns out, then they arrested the suspect who assassinated him, and this guy, this whole episode where they arrested him was just so bizarre. And so then I saw this, and I said, okay, this story just keeps getting stranger and stranger. Again, all my red flags are going off, and he had a history of psychiatric problems, of course. And so I'll just go shoot a cop while he's sitting in his car. Yeah, right. And then when he shows up in court, he's wearing this stupid little thing that's falling. It's like a, I think they called it a suicide prevention vest, is what they called it, because it just falls off you so you can't hang yourself or something. A suicide prevention vest. But whenever they show up to arraignment and they're wearing something ridiculous like this, that's another code. That's the hoax code. Okay, that means that this is a hoax. Okay, and that's always. And so then the news media decided to interview his sister. I don't know why the sister would be of any interest to the news media anyway. She said that her brother, Kevin Salazar, suffers from the psychiatric problems. It's like, who cares? Tell it to the judge. I mean, if this story is even real, which it does not seem to be real. It's going to be another fake trial. And then the final straw was when I saw the fiance of Ryan Clippin Broomer. Her name is Brittany. They're engaged to be married, and so she still has her regular last name. But after she would get married, her name would be Brittany Clippin Broomer. Brittany Clippin Broomer. Oh, okay, that's kind of crazy. But anyway, so she was giving a eulogy about her dead fiance, and she didn't shed a tear, so once again my red flag went up, my meter went going. So, why are they faking this assassination of this sheriff deputy? I don't know. I guess because they can. I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with gun control. Who knows? Just another, they can chop it up as another shooting. But yeah, so anyway, this whole Clippin Broomer thing was very strange this week. So I thought I'd give it a little brief mention here. But anyway, so back in 1978, we had an event that made drinking Kool-Aid famous, right? In fact, the phrase "Don't drink the Kool-Aid" came from this event. It was the Jim Jones, the People's Temple, the Guyana event. This guy was like some kind of a preacher or something, and he had a following. And supposedly, he went down to Guyana and started his own little agriculture. All the like 900 or 1,000 of his followers went down there with him, and they were like growing food and stuff, making their own little their country, making their own little city or something. But notice he parts his hair on the right. That's an Adolf Hitler. Not too many people part their hair on the right. He looks a little like George Lincoln Rockwell. This might explain where George Lincoln Rockwell went after he faked his death, you know. Or maybe not. I'm not going to go there. But so we get photos from the People's Temple cult commits mass suicide. The story goes that they all drank the Kool-Aid, right? The Kool-Aid laced with cyanide. The whole story was always very unlikely. You to get 900 people to drink Kool-Aid after watching each other die. You know, drinking cyanide is a very horrible and painful death. It's you do a lot of convulsions. You vomit. And I don't see vomit around these corpses. Now, back when this happened in 1978, I was a kid. It looked real to me because the bodies looked bloated. But nowadays, I realize back in the 70s, people used to wear clothes that were too small, tight pants. It was just a thing that we did back in the 70s. And so these pants are fitting tight, not really because the bodies are bloated, but just that's just the style in those days, right? Just we didn't have skinny jeans. And so what we did is we just wore pants that were like a size too small for us. That's what we did in the 70s. And so this guy here, he's interesting. This guy looks like he came from the morgue because he has a cut going down the center of his body here. And this is what they do during an autopsy. They cut you down the middle, right? So let's get a closer image of him. So they put a cup next to him so that it looks like he drank the Kool-Aid, right? But this guy has been split open. This guy, they took him out of the morgue and they put him here and they used him as a stage prop, I believe. So this corpse here looks very suspicious. And so anyway, the whole event started when the Congress guy, what was his name? Leo Ryan, Representative Leo J. Ryan from California. He was going to go check on the People's Temple because he had been hearing rumors that people were not allowed to leave, you know, on their own volition, on their own free will. And so he was going to go down and make sure that everything was copacetic. And when he landed on the little dirt runway here, the people, Jim Jones had sent some assassins out there to the runway, and you see the five bodies here. One of these is supposed to be the representative, Leo Ryan. But again, what you're seeing here is that how the American photographers always stand back at a great distance, so you can't get any detail, you can't get any resolution. I don't see any pools of blood underneath these bodies here. But once again, the American photographer is standing at a great distance for a reason, because he does not want you to get high resolution. He wants you to get low resolution so that you see this photo and it convinces you that people were assassinated. But it's like it doesn't prove nothing. The photographer stood too far away. You know, the Americans are famous for this trick, not getting up close, not getting detailed photographs. And so he got a picture from the other side of the airplane. See here, but once again, this does the same thing. It doesn't prove shit. You can't get any. He stood at a great distance so that you can't get any resolution. You don't. Well, I don't see any pools of blood. It's on dirt, but I guess you'd still see a pool of blood. But you see, that's why he didn't get up close, right? Because he didn't want you to see the fact that there was no pool of blood, right? And that's why the photographer stayed back at a distance. So again, these photos at the little airstrip here don't prove anything, and it only proves that the photographer was being deceptive. That's what it proves. And so we look at these photos, and one of the things that jumps out at me now that I'm looking at this with my adult eyes, not my 12-year-old eyes when this first happened. When this first happened, I was just like, "Oh my God, all these people drink Kool-Aid," and they because of the, you know, the it looks like the body is bloated here, but actually that's just somebody wearing pants that is just a size too small. You know, just like they did, you know. So this isn't really a bloated body. And what strikes me is so many people died with their arms around someone. See, when you're dying from cyanide poisoning, you don't have muscle control. You're convulsing. You're dying a violent death, and you don't have muscle control to keep your arm wrapped around your loved one while you're dying a slow death. Okay, so this looks fake to me. How so many of the corpses had their arms around each other. That wouldn't be possible. You would be, and again, there's no vomit around the heads of these people. You would expect to see excrement and vomit. You know, they'd be shitting their pants, they'd be throwing up. You know, it's not a pretty thing. So, here's another one. And so, pictures like this may be really convinced that it was real. It kind of looks like, you know, the bodies have been out in the humidity and the tropic weather for a couple of days. This guy over here looks like he's going through rigor mortis because his arms are up in the air. You know, this made it look very real to me back in 1978. And you know, and this is why I stayed away from this one, is because I like to focus on the events where they don't show us any photos of dead bodies, because in those events, it's like, oh, it was a slam dunk. It's like, what? Nobody had a camera. Nobody took pictures of the dead bodies. Well, here at Guyana, they took, you know, a fairly large amount of photos. Granted, they're from a distance and you can't get detail, but they at least provided us with some photos. And so I can't use my usual technique on this event. Because it's hard for me to tell if these are real dead bodies or just people that are laying down and posing for a photograph. You know, that's a judgment call. And so, you know, I'm leaving it up to your judgment. Now, in my judgment, it does appear they killed some dogs. You see, this looks like a real dead dog here. So they did kill some dogs. And whether or not this guy here is in his rubber boots, it's almost as if he was like working in the diesel room or something. And then he decided to go on break and go drink some Kool-Aid. Oh, well, during break, let's go kill ourselves with this cyanide Kool-Aid. You know, why would he be working in the diesel room when he was planning on committing suicide anyway? It's just so that doesn't make sense. But so I'm not seeing vomit by his head. I'm not seeing vomit by this guy's head. And so, you know, you can decide for yourself if they threw in some dead dogs to make it look more real, I think. And then we'd get photos like this. And so this is kind of like what you would expect to see. You see some discoloring on his face here because cyanide causes cherry red or discoloring of the skin, right? So this, you know, it looks fairly real, and it's hard to get a child to pose like this. But this is what makes this whole story so unreal. It's like you would not give cyanide to your little child. I don't care. It always struck me. It's like, how come these people would listen to this preacher and drink Kool-Aid that they knew was laced with cyanide? You know, the whole story just doesn't make sense. You wouldn't, once you start seeing people die from cyanide, it's like you're going to change your mind, saying, I'm not going to go through that. You know, and for 900 people to all do it at once, it's just so impossible for that to happen. It's impossible. And so that's why I lean towards the fact this whole thing is fake. It's just impossible for 900 people to just commit suicide and watch each other slowly die and not change their mind and go through it with it anyway. It's like, come on. No, you would be changing your mind, saying, oh shit, I'm not going to die like that. Yeah, lots. But you know, here's another dead dog. Here's another. So they did. It looks like they killed some dogs here. Now, did they feed the dogs cyanide, or what the hell? How'd they get the dogs to drink it? I mean, you know, dogs usually know when something has poison in it. So, but here you see some Some again, the arm is wrapped around. It's like, well, that's strange. It's like while you're dying from cyanide, you had the muscle control to keep your arm wrapped around. Oh, that's crazy. But anyway, so this arm is showing some signs of discoloration. See some you'd expect from cyanide. And I also see some discoloration here on this woman's shoulder, you know, that you'd expect to see from cyanide. So, you know, this could be real. I mean, you know, that's why I stayed away from this one. This one, it's a judgment call. I mean, the story itself is impossible. But now, what did they kill some real people here? I don't know. But you know, I find these arms wrapped around to be highly unlikely. And then we get, I think this is like the same, a different angle of the same photo here. Again, you had the arm wrapped around. So, I don't know, not buying it. And then we get here's another little child here. Again, he got the arm wrapped around his loved one. While he was dying of cyanide, he was able to keep his arm wrapped around. Here's another arm wrapped around a loved one here. But yeah, I don't see signs of bloating here. This is just people wearing pants that are a size too small. And so here we get another dead dog here. See, and this dog looks like it's been shot in the head. See that it's got a pool of blood here. So did they shoot this dog and then they all drank their Kool-Aid? So yeah, very strange. They did kill some, it does appear they killed some dogs here, at least for sure. So and then of course we have the photo of Jim Jones himself. And so here, and he decided to shoot himself in the head because after he saw all the people dying from cyanide, he said, I ain't gonna do that. He got his revolver and shot himself in the head. Okay, well, how come, once again, how come the American photographer is taking the photo from this angle? Why doesn't he get his camera right above his freaking head so that we can see the entry wound and the exit wound? But of course, the American photographer is being deceitful and taking this photo from a stupid angle, and that's to be deceptive. He doesn't want you to see that his head is unharmed, and that's why the photographer is taking the picture from this angle. Because this picture doesn't really prove that Jim Jones shot himself in the head, does it? It doesn't prove shit. So, you know, stuff like this makes me think that the event was fake. And but there, and then there are also some photos that look genuine. So, you know, it's up to you. This guy here, he was dragged in from a morgue. So this he was dragged in from a morgue. He was laid here as a stage prop. So that's a big one. That's a big red flag right there. So anyway, so that's the Guyana little event that I've been avoiding because it does have photos of dead bodies. So but it's up to you to decide if you think there is fakery afoot or if it's a real event. To me, it is just impossible. 900 people do not commit suicide at the same time. It's just that alone is impossible. It doesn't happen. So anyway, that's all I got. Just want to check in. All right, talk to you later. Bye.